Hey, yo, gamers. I'm Chuck.
I'm Sean.
And this is The Fold. It's a little lackluster. You're going to have to work on that. I'm not super excited by that. I think I need a better effort.
Okay. You want to try it again?
This is
The Fold.
episode 202. So yes. Welcome back. Did you get a lot? Were people stopping you on the street and saying, are you that guy from The Fold?
People were coming into my job and they're like, hey, I heard you on the internet this week. It was really awesome. Thank you so much for your efforts.
That's unbelievable how it happens overnight like that.
So quickly.
Yeah,
it was like
really
Wednesday
is.
Afternoon. People were coming into my store.
I don't know why more people don't do this. The celebrity is ridiculous. How popular. Like, I can't go anywhere anymore.
People trying to give me free things. People trying to get my car to hang out with me. It was out of control.
Someone tried to get in your car to hang out with you?
They were like, hey, man, I know you. And they tried to get in.
They
were just trying to catch a ride to KFC. They didn't really know me.
All right. So guess what?
What?
I played some games this week.
Oh, my goodness.
And did you
as well?
We're going
to talk about games.
Yeah, let's talk about some games.
Played some games.
I thought we'd do a quick rundown, kind of what we played. We don't have a clever name for it yet. We'll come up with something.
Okay, should I put that on my list of things to do?
Yeah, it's not
clever
like,
name.
Not like you're doing anything. All right, so let's see. I played with you and a good friend of ours, Dan. We played some Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition.
Yes, we did. It was awesome.
It was so good. So we've always kind of wanted to play. We've started and stopped many campaigns, different systems. We love this 5e system. If you have any interest in Dungeons & Dragons at all, I think 5e is sort of the beginning and the end of the conversation when it comes to role-playing games at the moment.
Definitely.
And I'm not like a huge like hardcore role-playing guy. I know somebody's going to, you know, say, oh, no, it's this, it's that. D&D 5e is fantastic. They took out all the garbage from the 4th edition. They've gone back to how it used to be. It's such a solid system, and it's such a fun system to play. Everything makes sense. It's not a miniatures game on a map. It's very role-playing specific. So we started up the Curse of Strahd, which is a revisit to the Ravenloft setting.
Yeah, I like the Ravenloft setting. It used to just be a big old castle. Now it's a whole place.
Right, and it's very spooky and creepy, and there was a lot of like entrails and viscous. Did you notice how much viscous liquid we found?
So much viscous liquid. It really was.
It was everywhere.
Gothic horror and viscous stuff on the ground.
Yeah, and there was little kids involved. And
yeah, I liked it. I had a good time.
Poked a baby with an axe.
A magic wand. Poked the baby with a magic
wand.
Yeah,
so I have a human fighter that is modeled after a Viking. I know that's hard for everyone to believe.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a shield maiden named Heya.
I figured that was why, but I didn't want to ask.
And
I thought you might be embarrassed.
She's a beast, quite honestly.
She is.
She wrecks face. She's a shield maiden. Think Legatha if you watch Vikings. I know you don't, although I don't know why you don't.
Like I just haven't got to it.
And then someone said to me, on the internets, because I go on a Reddit for Dungeons & Dragons, and they said, you know, why fighter? You should have went barbarian. Viking should be barbarian. And I disagree.
I thought the same thing when you first said you want to be a Viking.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because if you watch the show, right, Legatha, she's a classy lady. She's not a barbarian. She's just an extremely skilled fighter that she has an amazing skill set when it comes to wielding an axe and a shield.
Okay.
That doesn't make her a barbarian.
Certainly not.
Right. So I think you could have a Viking as a rogue. You know, our DM, Dan, thought maybe I could do rogue. And, of course, that would be like Floki. Again, you don't watch the show, so you're looking at me kind of like you don't know what I'm talking about. So we're going to move on.
Speaking a different language for a second.
But I had a ton of fun. And the other interesting thing about this is we're playing over Skype now. So
yeah.
We figured, hey, why spend the time to drive? We're quite a distance from each other, and so we jump online and we play over Skype, which has been pretty fun so far. I think
we played like 3 hours, didn't we? Three hours?
Yeah, my butt is still hurt. It works better than I thought it would. Let me just say that.
I think that the interaction with the map needs a little help, but other than that,
yeah,
you don't really need to be in the same room for any of it.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. We've leveled up to level 3 at this point now. We've played a couple episodes, and
yep,
And I have a difficult decision to make with where the direction I want to take her, because I have to choose a martial archetype now and what type of fighter she's going to be.
Okay. So what are your choices?
I could be an Eldritch Knight, which is basically a spell slinger. So that's kind of out for me. I'm not really interested in that. So then it comes down to two, which is Battlemaster and Champion.
And you're leaning more towards?
The Battlemaster. I think that's what it's called, Battlemaster. I'm leaning more towards that right now. We'll see. I'll tell you why later. It gets kind of probably a little crunchy, a little boring for people. But
all right.
Have you played any games this week? Did you? I know you have a regular gaming kind of every couple weeks, right? Have we hit that or did we miss that?
No, we missed it this week. It'll be back on.
So what'd you do last time you played?
Last time I played, I actually played a little Onirim today. Is it Onirim or Onirim? I feel like it's Onirim.
I say Onirim.
And I won.
Did you?
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I'm just playing like the regular base game, and I actually completed it pretty handily on my second try. So I was very happy about that.
Yeah, I've won quite a few Onirim. It's probably my favorite solitaire game. So Onirim is, for those wondering, it's Onirim. It's a single box. It's about $25, typically $30 retail, maybe. It's worth every penny. It comes with like 5 or 6 expansions in the box. It's a deck of cards, and they're beautiful artwork on there. Very, very stylized artwork. And you're trying to transverse through a dreamscape, and nightmares are kind of coming out, and you got to find, there's colored doors, and you have to find, I think, 3 of each door. Is that
right? 2 of each door.
2 of each door.
And there are 4 colors.
Yeah, and the deck fights back. It's a really fun game. My wife actually plays it, too. And when we've been on vacation, like up in a cabin or something, we'll leave the deck of Onirim cards on the kitchen table, and someone's in the shower or someone's out doing something. You just sit down and real fast bust out a game of it. I think, for me, I need to leave it out, and then it gets played.
Yeah, well, I knew that I was going to be at work and it was going to be dead. Hopefully nobody I work for or with is going to hear this. So I ended up playing a couple games today. It's fun. I like the decisions of you're going to discard, you're going to play a card, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So I buy a lot of solitaire games, solo play board games, and I find that I don't always play them because sometimes they get too fiddly. Like, they want me doing too many things. And Onirim settles in a nice, comfortable place where my turns are very simple, but my decision-making is, I have to decide tactically what to do at that moment. So I like that game
decisions.
Quite a bit. Yeah, I think it has very interesting decisions, and I like that game. Some of the other solo games, I think Friday is really good if people are interested in it. It's by Friedman Fries. That is another card game. That's a very difficult game. Recently got Hostage Negotiator. Did I tell you I backed that on Kickstarter?
No.
Yeah, I backed Hostage Negotiator. That's kind of a fun one, but it's a little cumbersome in its setup, so that's a little disappointing. But that's a fun game as well. I think it's from Van Ryder Games. So I had a little bit of a gaming sort of day, I guess we could say, and
you
played several games. So I'll run through those real quick. I got to a Euro board game called Terra Mystica to the table finally. Now, you have not played this, correct?
No, I would love to play this.
Yeah, we're going to have to play this. I think you're going to really like it. Terra Mystica is not for the novice gamer. I will say that. It is a gamer's game. It is all of that. It took, you know, a couple of two and a half hours to complete this in its two-player version. I loved it. I loved it every second of it. There's so many decisions and so many things to do. There's no surprise. You're going to hear us reference a lot Board Game Geek. We're going to call it BGG or The Geek. I have had my eye on Terra Mystica for a long time. It is ranked currently number 3 overall in the board game rankings over at Board Game Geek, and I can see why. It's a really solid game. You have any questions?
I don't. I'm interested to play it. I've looked at it many times. It comes in a very boring box.
Yeah.
It still looks like there are a lot of little bits in the box, and sometimes that turns me off, but the amount of people that love it makes me want to play it.
There's so much wood in this box. It's just wooden bits everywhere, and I'm not sure it's a pretty game to look at.
It doesn't look like it's pretty.
Yeah, it's really not. It doesn't kind of have that wow factor if you're walking by. unless you're kind of into, you know, wooden cubes and Euro games. But it was legit. We really had a good time with it. Really had a really good time. Also got a little card game to the table. I got to tell you, this game is kind of sticking with me. I talked to you a little bit about it. It's called Oh My Goods.
Yes, you did tell me a little bit about it.
So it's just 110 cards, just a deck of cards. And so I don't, it's difficult to explain. It's a typical Euro. You're turning cards into goods. Goods turn into money. Money to buy more cards, to make more goods, to make more money. You know, you get a little engine built.
Standard. And
it's typical Euro game. I don't know that there's anything sort of, you know, breathtaking here or anything that's going to be like, oh my goodness, see what I did there?
Oh my goods.
So anyways, $11 on Amazon, right? And this guy, I got to tell you, Sean, he designed one of my favorite games of recent, and that is Port Royal.
Which is a very cool game.
It's a very good game, Port Royal. Also $11 on Amazon, by the way. I'm trying to find his name. Did he do Flip City too? Let me keep talking about Oh My Goods. So it's 2 to 4 players. We played two. It doesn't take very long to play. It's pretty quick. You shuffle up and you deal, and it would have fairly small footprint if you were to play somewhere. It's got a small push your luck element into it, which I'm kind of a fan of. So the designer, I found his name. His name is Alexander Feister. And I got to tell you, dude, Broom Service, which I believe was...
Yes, I want to play
which
that.
Which won a Spiel, right? It won a German Board yes. Gaming Award. He has done Great Western Trail, Isle of Skye, The Mines of Zavendor, Oh My Goods, Port Royal. This is a guy to watch, I think. I think this guy, we're going to be talking about him some more. Did he do Mombasa too? Yeah, he did Mombasa. This is a guy, he's on the up right now.
Definitely on the up.
Alexander Feister. So I recommend Oh My Goods. I recommend Port Royal a lot. That one I really recommend. That's very simple. I think anyone can play Port Royal. I also was able to get Seven Wonders Duel to the table.
Now that also is interesting, even though I've never played Seven Wonders.
So Seven Wonders is a very popular drafting game. You sit around a table. It plays up to 7 people. Games take about 35, 40 minutes, which is a beautiful sweet spot. You don't get very many games that can do that. And it's great fun. You know, you get 7 or 8 cards in your hand. You take one, pass to the left, and then you keep taking one until everybody's got how many ever cards. You play them in front of you, and they trigger certain actions and help you build your civilization. It has a 2-player variant in the box, but it's not very solid. I never cared for it. I know some people do, but I do love Seven Wonders. I heard about Seven Wonders Duel, which is a 2-player only version, and I was kind of, I got to be honest, I was a little like, not interested, because I feel like it's just going to be the same thing that's already in the box or some variant of that. Boy, was I wrong. This game, I am so impressed with this game. The decision making, the tactical decision making on each and every turn, even when it's not your turn, is just, it's so important to the outcome of the game. And it plays very fast. It deals with the draft thing in a very clever way. If you're looking for a 2-player game that's medium weight, that sort of, you know, has some teeth, I think, then this is the game to go to. Now, I could very easily see people playing it and dismissing it as simple, but I think they're missing some of the depth and some of what's really happening underneath there. So I am a huge, I am on the Seven Wonders Duel bandwagon right now.
Can I throw something in?
Yes.
You used the word medium weight. Yeah. I think that if there are some people who may be coming from Vainglory and not know what things like that mean.
Okay. So medium weight, I think we classify games as different weights. So think back to games you played as a kid. You might say War, you know, the game of War with a yep. deck of cards would be lightweight game, right?
Sure. You
pretty much play that. It's a very simple game. Uno would be a lightweight game, right? It's
yeah.
I don't want to say lightweight is is children friendly because they're adult themed light games. But a light game is something that's kind of, you know, doesn't involve a lot of thinking. You're going to be able to get through it, you know, relatively with ease. Medium weight is going to, you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. There's going to be some more decision making, maybe like Parcheesi or Sorry, right?
Okay.
You decide which way to go and where to go. You think you're going to stump me with this question? You can't stump
me. No, I'm not trying to stump.
Am I doing good so far?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that people listening know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and then I think like a heavyweight game would be, you know, Monopoly, where there's, you know, it's a little more cumbersome. Not that we're fans of Monopoly, but, you know, just the stock trading and buying and all of that can get, you know, it's not simple. It's not lightweight. There's thinking involved. So
there's a lot of things going on you got to keep track of.
Yeah. So, Terra Mystica would be a very heavyweight game. And
yeah, there's a lot of cubes, a lot of different things, a lot of different tracks, a lot of things happening.
Right, right. So there you go. There's the breakdown, light, medium, heavy. I'm sure we'll talk about that more as we go. Seven Wonders Duel, I feels like a nice medium weight game for two players. Excellent, excellent game. The last game I played was called Undercity. We're both fans of Privateer Press and their products.
Certainly.
They make War Machine and Hordes, and they ventured into the board game arena recently. I heard some really great things said about Undercity, and I like that world. I like the role-playing game that they created, the Iron Kingdoms game, and I decided that I would pick up this game. It's a build as a dungeon crawl, so typically you're revealing tiles, exploring areas, fighting monsters. It's not quite that. It's a little simple. This is probably a medium weight game too. I think if you're a non-gamer, it's probably a little bit much. This is a co-op game where it's you and the other players against the board. The board sort of fights back, and I actually think we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Co-ops are becoming one of my favorite types of games.
I'm a huge fan, because if it's a co-op, you can play it by yourself.
You can typically play it by yourself.
Theoretically.
And when the competition's gone, I find people have more fun. It becomes less less this struggle to, like, me beat you in chess, right? Like, the only way I could lose if I was somehow, you know, intellectually inferior to you.
Right.
And that kind of rears its head, right? If we play Monopoly, then I'm a sore loser, so I don't like that. But if we play together, then the game cheated, and there was no way we could have won.
Right, we couldn't beat Uncle Moneybags.
But so it's a co-op game, and it's got, you know, a steampunk theme. You roll dice and you kill monsters and thugs and you go on investigations. And it's a campaign game, too. I guess we're kind of defining game terms as we go here. But campaign would be, you know, we play, you know, this. We play one scenario and then we earn some experience and we buy some new abilities and we play the next scenario.
Yeah, that's pretty popular right now. There's a lot of games out like that.
Yeah. And we'll talk
Zombicide, stuff like that.
We'll talk more about that in a minute, too.
So yesterday I decided to go to Best Buy and get Overwatch.
So Overwatch is the new game. That's not the Blizzard game. Oh, it is the Blizzard game. Okay.
Yeah, the Blizzard shooter, team shooter. I guess it's the progression of something like Team Fortress.
Yes.
Where you've got characters playing different roles. I feel like it's kind of MOBA-ish, and I think it's pretty awesome. I'm an easy mark, so when I see something on the internet enough, I suddenly need to play it. And that's what happened to me yesterday morning. I was watching it on Twitch, and then I just said to my wife, we're going to Best Buy. I have to buy this game.
So this is the hotness right now.
Crazy hotness.
Yeah.
It's all over the internet. It's been in beta for, I don't know, like 9 months.
Like a long
it
time.
It just came out this week.
I feel like two PAX Easts ago, we were looking at Overwatch.
I think it was actually last year.
Yeah, so two PAX
We saw that
ago.
Initial video.
Yeah.
And we were both like, what is this?
So you got that. So you're going to force me to buy a PS4 is what's going to happen.
I'm hoping so. I'd like somebody to play with.
I like the X-Bone, I think, though.
I don't know if it goes cross-platform. I haven't read that much about it.
Okay.
So
you play it?
The situation with this game, I played it. I played it for a couple hours. And the situation is you've got four types of characters, and you're not just playing a kill the other team. Some of the missions are you're trying to hold an objective. One of the missions is you're escorting this floating truck, and you're trying to get it to the base, and then keep it alive for however many more minutes after you get to the base. And most of the games aren't more than 10 minutes.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. And the characters, there's 21 characters, a lot of interesting character models. I think that's what really put me on it.
Yeah.
Tons of different interesting character designs.
So here's what puts me off of it.
What puts
Because I've seen the videos. It seems twitchy. It seems like it's like there's a lot of jumping around, like Halo. There's a lot of jumping around and people shooting you from above and below and like
yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
But that happens in every shooter.
No, you know, because like in the old Call of Duties, everybody was on the ground. Nobody had jetpacks.
Well, different characters have different things. The girl I was playing has a little mech suit and she can jump and fly halfway across the screen.
I'm out.
You're not
it's
out.
It's a turnoff. No, it's
You're
a turnoff to me. That's a turnoff to me.
Why?
I
you can be the guy that just plods across the ground with a big shield.
I don't like Halo multiplayer for the same reason. There's too many jumping around. There's too many people jumping too fast for me.
I think it's interesting. Okay. I like it.
Dude, I'm not knocking it. It's just not for me, I think.
All right.
It's not going to be the one that gets me on the PS4.
But the other thing about this game, like all these Blizzard games, Blizzard has a very good way to try and get your wallet out.
Blizzard's good at that.
Very good at that. So each of these characters has 54 unlockable bits.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you gain a level, you get this loot box. And when you open the box, it has four random things.
Bits?
Like it might be a skin. It might be like a thing that a character can put up on the wall, like a little spray paint, like a little tag. That's what it looks like. Different voice lines. Ugh.
Got to catch them all. Thanks, Nintendo.
I don't want to catch them all.
Thanks, Nintendo. That's who did this to you, you know, is Nintendo.
Nintendo did it to
me. When you were a little kid, they...
I wasn't that little when Pokemon came out.
Got to catch them all. Gotta
I was an
catch
adult.
All. Gotta catch them all.
They That's true.
Brainwashed you.
They did. They put it right in my brain, and the TV show was telling me the same thing.
And now Blizzard...
That phrase, gotta
Blizzard
catch
just,
them all, was on everything.
Blizzard just capitalizes on that.
Oh, my goodness.
They just and go into your brain, and they flip that switch.
And then they do a thing where they cross it over to everything. When you buy the game, you get a code.
Oh, yeah.
And then it gives you one of the characters in Heroes of the Storm. It gives you a thing in World of Warcraft. It gives you a different thing. You get something in Diablo. But I don't play any of those other
Hearthstone.
Games. So you get a card back in Hearthstone with
do.
The Overwatch logo.
Of course.
So they
it's brilliant.
That's the most vile, brilliant thing that they do is that cross-promotion. Oh, my goodness.
All right. I guess I'll have to check it out. Well, I bought a game for a video game as well.
What did you buy?
For the computer, I bought Age of Wonders 3.
Ooh.
And
sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I've only played a little bit, so the verdict's still out on that. But I've had my eye on it for a while, and Steam has that wish list function.
Yeah.
So I got an email that says, hey, the game on your wish list went on sale. So it went on sale for like $7, so I grabbed it. I probably won't ever play it again. I do that a lot. I've quite
That's
the,
what people do with Steam sales.
I have quite the Steam collection, I'll tell
so
you.
So does everybody. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't even have a game.
It's probably good because Steam gives you cards and rewards and all types of stuff.
I don't need that in my life.
You would be all
I
over
I should
that.
Say I don't need more of that in my life.
Right. I don't think I bought any iOS games this week. I did download a few, though. I downloaded, I don't remember the name of it now, but the Puzzles and Dragons. Not Puzzles and Dragons. I'm sorry. Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest, okay.
Actually, some guys from some other podcast been sending me private messages on Twitter that they downloaded Puzzles and Dragons and they love it. They said the same thing. They don't know why they love it, but
and they don't know how to play it.
But
nobody knows how to play it.
They're in love with it. They're in love
All right,
with it.
That's good.
I'm still I'm playing it like mad.
I
love it.
Are.
Yeah. So I downloaded a game called Gems of War.
It sounds like, can I tell you what I think it is?
Go ahead.
It sounds like Bejeweled, but you're defending a castle.
Yeah. Like, well, have you played Puzzle Quest?
No.
You've never played Puzzle Quest?
Oh, what's Puzzle Quest?
So Puzzle Quest was kind of the first match 3 game that added in role-playing elements. So like you level up your character.
Oh, I played that a long time
ago. Yeah, it's very old.
Yes.
So these are the designers. Some of the guys from Puzzle Quest broke out, and they created Gems of War. So I downloaded it. It's got great artwork. I really like it. I've played
it
a couple levels.
Gems of War.
It's Bejeweled with you fighting.
The castle?
you know, it's a typical match 3 game, but it's got that. You know, I'd rather play this than Candy Crush.
I've played a lot.
I'll tell you what, though. Puzzles and Dragons has ruined other match 3 games for me.
Yeah, because you're playing Candy Crush trying to move that striped candy around, but it only goes left or right or up or down.
But in Puzzles and Dragons,
you can move it anywhere.
You can drag that thing all over the place. It's so good. Puzzles and Dragons, man. If you don't, I'm like a level 160 in that now.
That doesn't even mean anything to me.
I'm expecting you to be very impressed.
Oh.
Don't act like you're not.
Now, let me ask you a question. We're talking about iOS games. Have you gotten a football team yet in Football Manager?
Okay.
Haven't
so,
yet.
So in our clan for Clash Royale,
yep.
One of the guys in there texted me that he really liked that bit from last week's episode. And if you haven't heard that, you should go back.
We don't
and,
do bits.
You should go back. And I do bits now. I do bits with you. So, you know, it's a pretty funny little segment about Football Manager and my experience with it. And so he said that he's been playing it for like 20 years and he's never had that problem because he always starts as a team manager. And he suggested that I start as the team manager of like a very successful team, which would be kind of like easy mode.
Yeah.
So
work to do.
So I finally this week. I rebooted the game. I started a new game. I set myself up as the American national head coach of Manchester United.
I feel like that's a good pick. Is David Beckham on your team?
No. Wayne Rooney is, though.
I don't know who that is.
So I started playing, and what I found is that rather than push the button that says apply for this job or there's no jobs, I just push the button that says next day and the next day comes, and that's all I do. I get emails. I get emails from people say, like, we lost a friendly match and everybody's very upset with me. But I didn't know. I don't know how to go in and make in-game adjustments. I need help. This is a big – have you looked at this game?
I looked at it way back on PlayStation, probably 15 years ago.
This is a big game. Like, there's a lot going on, and all I ever do is push next day. I feel like I did scout one guy, and my scout said he was a pretty good player, and he'd probably be worth adding to the team, but he wasn't really much better than the guy we already had at that position.
All right. You don't need a backup. You don't need to spend
I guess
50 million pounds on a guy that's going to play backup.
So then I just hit next.
This game's ridiculous. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna
I am convinced that this is a good game in there somewhere. I just don't know how to play. I need someone to help me.
Yeah, you need a tutorial.
I need a helper.
You need an assistant coach.
So I have assistant coach turned on, and that may be why we're losing games. Because clearly, I would be a much better manager than
him. He's making the decisions, bad decisions. That's why he's an assistant coach.
So I did get back to Football Manager. I will not. I refuse to delete it from my iPad or my phone.
Mainly because it was $20.
No, I got it on sale for $10.
Oh, okay.
No, because I really do think I could get involved in a game like this. I really do think I could.
I think it's a part-time job. It's like playing fantasy. Fantasy football and keeping track of all that stuff, but it happens every day, not just on the weekend.
The worst one ever is Animal Crossing. You talked me into buying that ridiculousness.
Animal Crossing is amazing.
So Sean talks about Animal Crossing. He plays Animal Crossing all day, and I got the 3DS, and I think the 3DS is a great system. I'm always looking for games for it, right?
Yeah.
So I go out and get Animal Crossing, and I plug it in, and I get off the train. And they say, welcome, you're the new mayor. So I'm not even playing the game 20 seconds, and I got a job.
You got a job.
It gets worse. They go, we're going to build you a house.
Yeah, so Nook shows up, and he's like, here's a hovel for you to live in.
They built me a house, and that comes with a mortgage.
Yeah, so Tom Nook's like, I'm going to give you a house. You're going to give me 20,000 bells whenever you got it.
So yeah, whenever you get it. But like, you're feeling an immense amount of pressure. Now I got a job and I got a mortgage. And I haven't even been playing for 2 minutes.
That's right.
So then I got to go out. And now the town, they want me to build a bench, a park bench. So now I got to build a bench and a light. It's just like, it was too much stress. I do that stuff at work. I don't need to come home and do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I couldn't do it anymore. I got buckets of pears and fruit everywhere. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just, it never goes sour. It's just
chasing those perfect pears.
Just pears. I got trees lined up and, oh my goodness. And I went to your little town and you had so much fruit. It was ridiculous. Dude, you were like the fruit hoarder.
And I had awesome people living in my town. It's awesome. I love Animal Crossing. I can talk about Animal Crossing the way that guy in our clan can talk about Football Manager.
I'm playing
Animal Crossing for years.
I am on the lookout for a good 3DS game, though.
All right. I don't know of any right now. You should get on the new Pokemon when it comes out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. November, I think.
I did get Final Fantasy Explorers, and that kind of died on the vine.
It did. We played it, and it's, I don't know.
We liked it.
A little monotonous.
We liked it.
We did.
But then it died on the vine.
What's sitting in my 3DS right now? I don't know. I can't see. I mean, I'm an Animal Crossing guy. It's, you put me on Animal Crossing, I'll go meet fauna. We can hang out, and they'll bring me a cake for my birthday. I love that.
All right. So here's what I thought. Do you have more that you want to talk about? I think I covered just about everything that I've been kind of up to at this point.
I think so. I think we've covered everything that either... Oh, you know what? One iOS game I got to talk about.
Go ahead.
Forklifting 2.
It's called Fork. So I went back to look for it.
Is it called Forklifting? Is it Forklifting? Whatever. It's Extreme Forklifting 2.
Extreme. That's what I was missing.
I just loaded it up.
I couldn't find it.
It's awesome. Now, have you ever driven a forklift in your life? No. You must have.
No, actually, I never have.
You've never driven a forklift. I drove a forklift when I was 19.
Yeah.
I did not have a license for this forklift, and I drove it like an asshole, like everybody else that I worked with drove it.
And that's
this game gives me that feeling. You can do donuts in it, leave tire marks.
It's awesome, right?
It's awesome. It's fun.
Extreme forklifting, too.
If you want to play a game that is the same as other people's actual life jobs, then that's the game for you. Pick up a pallet, drive it across the level, put it down somewhere else.
And I should skip version 1 and go right to version 2.
Go to Extreme Forklifting 2.
All right. I'm going to do that right now. All right.
Yeah, you should get that.
Extreme Forklifting 2. It's on my list. I will try it. I will report back.
It's free.
Time. I will report back. It is free. I'll report back.
The controls
back
are right on the screen. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long have you played it? How many pallets of junk have you?
I think I've moved like 20, 30 pallets.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want me to do? That's the whole game.
All right. Listen, so here's what I thought we'd talk about. We both like iPad stuff. We like mobile games. Obviously, we've been talking about that a lot. We both like board games.
Sure.
So something interesting's happening, and I thought we could take a few minutes and talk about it. What's happening is this mobile device is becoming an integral part of board games.
Yes.
In several different ways. So I guess the first kind of contact I had with it was there's a board game called Sentinels of the Multiverse. It's a cooperative superhero game. It's played with decks of cards. It's fantastic. We're both huge, huge fans of Sentinels of the Multiverse.
I love it so much.
We love the world. We love the heroes. We love everything about this game. But I've described it before as a little fiddly.
Yeah, a lot of bookkeeping.
A lot of tokens. Tokens everywhere, bookkeeping. There's a lot of pluses and minuses.
Lots to keep track of.
And damage types. There's a lot going on. So they released an app called Sentinel Sidekick. It was like the best $5 I ever spent because it does all the bookkeeping for you.
Yep.
It's
got like a plus and minus when you're getting life and losing life, and you can put little notes in.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And they added a feature where it syncs up. If multiple people at the table, you can have the iPad in the middle running the game, and everyone on their phone can have their own hero with their own sort of life spiral going on.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it is a solid, rock solid game, and that app kind of just like opened my eyes to what was possible. So I'm always on the lookout for these types of things. So then we talked about Seven Wonders earlier, and there's an app for Seven Wonders as well. I'm not really sure what it's called.
It's probably called like Seven Wonders Companion.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know, probably.
That is what I'm leaning towards. Seven Wonders Companion.
Is it really?
That is exactly what it's called.
I just freestyled that.
So it sort of helps you set up Seven Wonders. It helps you figure out who's gonna do what and who move what where and what civilization you're gonna play, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good little. Again, it's the bookkeeping side of it though, right? So that was sort of my first experience with that. But it's sort of gone now in a different direction. We talked about some of the co-op games, and it seems like now, well, no, let me talk about a different one first. There's a game called One Night Ultimate Werewolf.
Okay.
It's based on the classic game Werewolf. You guys can look that up on BGG, figure out what that is. One Night Ultimate Werewolf does all the, normally there's like sort of a game master, someone who'll say, everyone close your eyes. Now this person open your eyes. Okay, this person close your eyes. Now everybody open your eyes. Now everybody close your eyes, and if you're this guy, stick your thumb up. Like, there's all these different sort of, you have to reveal yourself secretly. So what they did was they released an app with a voice actor, and he walks through that. He tells you the whole what to do, when to do it, so no one has to.
Oh, had that you, might make that game more interesting.
Yeah, had you not heard of that?
I didn't know that. I'm not big on werewolf. I don't know. There's something about that style of game that I'm just not into in the least.
All right, don't derail me on off topic here.
I'm not derailing. I'm just telling you.
Well, you like Masquerade.
I do.
Okay, you like Love Letter.
Love Letter, especially.
So they're all in the same vein of werewolf. Anyways, moving on. So first you had this sort of bookkeeping apps. And now you've got this sort of little that's like a helper type thing, right? Like,
yeah,
makes the game a little easier. Still, maybe a little bit of the bookkeeping, but a little bit more of the gameplay. So then, Fantasy Flight Games, one of our favorites, they came out with XCOM the board game, which is based on, you guessed it, XCOM the video game.
XCOM the video game, is that what you're gonna say?
and then this app now, this kind of runs the whole shebang, like. This tells you what dudes you're fighting, and I haven't played it yet. Have you?
No, I have not played XCOM. That was kind of beyond my scope of gaming when I started gaming, and now I'm into where that would probably be in my scope, and I don't really have an interest in it. Okay. I would play it if somebody said, hey, do you want to play XCOM? Because it's interesting and it's popular.
All right, so two things. I've not played it either, but I'm definitely interested in it. I think XCOM's a great video game. I think... some of the reviews I've heard about this game have the board game have gone either way, but it interests me in that I have an interest in how the integration between iOS or mobile is creeping into the hobby that I love, which is board gaming.
Agreed.
Okay. Now you played around with one this weekend.
I heard that this app was out. I'd heard about it a month ago or so, and this is an app for Descent Journey in the Dark, second edition, which makes it so you don't need an overlord. So in Descent, you have a minimum of two people. One person has to be the overlord. They run the monsters. They're playing against the heroes. You would have two to four heroes generally, and one to however many people you want would play those heroes. So this app takes the place of the overlord and does all the bookkeeping. It tells you how to build the map, and it does it in smaller sections. So when you go into a new area, you might get surprised there's a monster standing right next to the door. It also takes into account everything you own for Descent, so it may spawn different monsters if you play the same scenario over and over. So you can play it completely cooperative, and I played it as a solo game yesterday afternoon. And I was super happy with the way the game went. I've always loved Descent, and I love dungeon crawls, but it's tough to have two people together, and what if one person doesn't want to be the bad guys?
Yeah.
I just want to be the good guys.
So a couple of them. I think yeah, one, Descent is, it's a classic sort of dungeon crawl. It's role playing light, if you will. Kind of takes away some of the role playing. It's a little more of the tactical pieces of it. It's full of bits. It's full of junk, but it is head to head. It's the overlord versus the players. It's clear.
And it's a campaign.
It's a campaign, and it's clearly that. It's always been that. This app flips that on its head, and it's now the players versus the app. The app becomes the overlord. Which is really cool if you think about it, because now you've got this game that's always been played as a competitive game, and you can sit down and go through it and play it, you know, as a co-op with you and your buddy trying to beat the app. The app's free, so you load in what expansions you have for Descent, and it sets everything up, and you said it runs it really smooth.
Yeah, it's a very small campaign. The first free one is the intro. It's got two side quests and then one finale battle.
And what they're going to do is sell quests.
Yeah, which is so good.
That's awesome.
Very happy about this.
Yeah, we're both really excited about this. I think it's a great step. And you know, honestly, I don't know that people talk about it. Fantasy Flight, their board game interpretations and apps are really, really well done.
And I feel like this flew under the radar. I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, until you told me about it, I had not. I mean, I'd heard that it was coming, but I didn't know it was out until you called and told me.
Yeah.
All right, so that takes us into... There's another cooperative game called Robinson Crusoe. It's very punishing.
Oof, yes.
And this is sort of the future of this app trend. And this is going to be a similar to Descent, where he's making one that takes place in outer space. This designer, Ignacy he's making this game out in outer space, and the app is going to run the game for the players.
Yeah, so you don't have to do the card keeping. And Robinson Crusoe, when there are event cards that pop up, and they go on this little track. So when it pops up, it does something. And then later on, when it gets pushed off the track, it does something else, and you might forget about it.
Yeah.
The app's not going to let you forget.
So I'll give you an example. In Robinson Crusoe, I was bit by a spider, and then got put on the track. And then later, when that card got pushed off the track, my spider bite had become infected.
Yeah.
And I fell very ill, which was not helpful to the team.
Yeah, it's if you could have made some medicine out of a coconut before that happened, then everything would have been fine.
So the app is going to make sure that that spider bite becomes infected.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's going to run a X amount of games in a campaign, and it's going to keep track of all the stuff that happens game to game, which it sounds awesome.
So that one falls into the similar thing to Descent Road to Legend, right? Or is that the name of that one?
I believe it is.
Yeah, so that falls into that category. Then there's this sort of new thing that we saw this year called World of Yo-Ho.
Yes, I'm interested in this. I watched a whole video about it, and it looked really, really cool. So everyone uses their phone. That's their player piece. All the interaction you have with the game happens in your phone.
Yeah, so so the board is like a big map of an ocean with like islands in it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone takes their phone and you put it down and the screen lights up. And you program the phone, right? Like it must tell you, put your phone here.
Yeah, I think there's an app.
Yeah, and then you put your phone there and it knows where the phone is. And then from that point forward, that phone is like your ship.
Yeah, your ship is displayed on it, as are the lines on the board under the ship,
right? So
on your phone,
right? So, and as you move around, the board underneath is appearing to move. You can see through your phone to the board, but there's a ship on there. And then when you have combat, it displays the combat on there. It keeps track of all your stats and everything. And I got to tell you, when I first saw it, I thought gimmick, but the reviews are coming in really positive. People are enjoying this game, World of Yo-Ho. It's by Yellow, and they make great stuff. So
they really do.
It's, you know, it's a pirate game, and I'm interested. I don't know if I could buy it, but I definitely am interested. But it's an interesting place that this is being taken now, right?
Yeah, the technology worming its way into board games is very awesome, and I'm happy with that.
And there's one last one I would be remiss if I didn't mention. It is dead at the moment, but Golem Arcana was a miniatures game that used your iPad and whatnot to keep track of your stats and your movement and all that junk. One of the things it did interesting, and I don't know how much you know about it, Sean, but one of the things it did really interesting was every time a game of Golem Arcana got played, those stats were uploaded to a central server and then processed. And the next time you played, there would be minor adjustments to heroes and characters based on the global input of the information. So if somebody was overpowered and consistently like wrecking face, that person would be tuned down based on that. And the next time you played, those stats would automatically be there.
That is very interesting.
How cool is that? And then
that's great.
Yeah. And then I know that they released campaigns and scenarios all the time. So whenever you opened up your app, there was always new scenarios there to play and new things to do. It died on the vine, like I said. Neither you or I supported it. So unfortunately, but it did have some interesting things. And it's the second or third iteration of the miniature game that's trying to do this. So there was one prior to Golem Arcana, and I can't remember the name of it. It was from a French company, Ex Illis, maybe?
Trying to use an iPad type of
app? Yeah, it was using a laptop. It was Ex Illis, I think, and some sort of like knowing where your pieces were. And then stuff with the surface, of course, is always being talked about, but... it's pretty interesting, pretty exciting times. If you like iPads and you like board games, I think there's going to be a lot more of that integration. You know, I think Yo-Ho takes it to the next step and says, you know what? Everyone has a smartphone. So we're going to sell a game that requires you to have a smartphone.
Yeah, it's why wouldn't you?
Yeah, at this point, right? So whereas maybe 5 years ago that was, you know, not possible, it's possible now. So
because you can't play World of Yoho with a BlackBerry.
That's right. that's all I have to say this week. Do you have anything else to add?
I would love for them to make a companion app for Imperial Assault.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love it, the bookkeeping is not fun.
Is there a lot of bookkeeping in that?
Oh, my goodness. After a campaign game, so much bookkeeping.
So Imperial Assault, for those that don't know, is basically Descent in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. And I love Star Wars.
And, you know, if you're new to this board gaming stuff and you're just listening to us because who knows why, go to the Board Game Geek, type in the names of these games, and they'll pop up, and there's videos and all sorts of things you can watch if you're interested. If anything in here, you said, oh, you know what, that kind of sounds interesting to me. Make sure you go to iTunes. Make sure you leave a positive review. Tell people you enjoy the show. We got some great emails last week.
We did.
Thank everybody so much for that. That's so nice that they did that. A lot of positive feedback on the internet for what we're doing. I really appreciate that. And if you've decided to stick around, even though we're not doing VG anymore, we thank you for that. So you can reach me, Chuck, at thefullpodcast.com.
You can reach me, Sean, at thefullpodcast.com, maybe, if Chuck made me an email yet.
I'm working on it.
That's
very
fine.
Complicated.
I know.
And then...
Or you can just send them to Chuck and Chuck will forward them to me.
Right.
Which is what he did last week.
I hope you enjoyed it. That's it for me. I'm Chuck.
I'm Sean.
And this is
The Fold.